different. They were in a section of the park which planning and zoning did not choose to grandfather. There were four lots that were separate, and one of the things we did, in fact, was request clarification because planning and zoning's original decision was not crystal clear. So we went back and asked them to clarify it. They did, and they made it very clear that they did not intend to grandfather structures on lots 1 through 4, which included the Del Rossi property. So there are two variance applications pending. One had to do with lot coverage, and the other had to do with setbacks. So those have similarly been tabled. You heard the cases quite some time ago, but they can now be decided without any grandfathering in mind.
Okay. So the first one is a variance from the maximum allowable lot coverage in the mobile home park. That's 10,018, Mr. Del Rossi. Is there any discussion on this case? Mr. Gabe? Mr. Workman?
So we're making a decision that he's got. And the first one is the coverage.
The maximum allowable lot coverage in the mobile home park.
Yeah, 35% lot coverage limitation, and this property showed in excess of 1,300 square feet over the coverage.
Over the coverage. Right.
Yeah, he wants a variance from the maximum allowable. He's allowed 35%. He was about 1,300 square feet over.
1,300.
About that. I mean, about 1,300.
1,323
square feet over.
This is where we subpoenaed the owners, and the Oliva, and as I recall, she said, you know, she would make right
for that. Yeah,
you know, any. Because I believe that their company had done the construction of all this.
Mm-hmm. Or came in, told them, give them the permit and whatever, and then they would take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what she testified that night.
Not on this one.
Not on this one.
That was Rydell.
Rydell.
And they did correct that.
Okay.
This was,
she did?
This was not, yeah.
Oh,
this
okay.
Is, they weren't here for this one.
For that one. Oh, okay. Excuse me, then I stand corrected. I knew it was one of them that she was going to take
Rydell
care of.
Yeah, the Rydell, and
she should.
He moved, and she pulled it back.
But if we deny this, they got to take some of the structure down, right?
Yes.
And the structure you're talking about is buildings, or?
There were multiple things. I think there was at least one shed that I remember.
But the whole place is paved, right?
There were some additions.
All paved.
Wasn't there a deck down the side?
One had a deck down the side, and one home had like a wraparound all the way around. Some of them were paved with the sheds, and a lot of work that they had done. But again, under the office or the...
Yeah, they would have to remove all decking and the shed.
Yeah.
All decking and a shed.
Yeah.
Yes. The only thing that could stay is the mobile home.
Yeah, and all they'd have left would be the mobile home.
Okay.
I think it's like an L, like it wraps all, you know, all the way around. They got paving in there.
Well, except for 200 square foot of decking they could keep.
They could keep.
That would be it.
And they'd be left just with the
home. I think that was just a corner, wasn't it, or something?
Yeah, like a corner, all be left on.
Okay.
And wasn't some of the main opposition to this because the lot by the park owner had built up the lot with extra fill dirt, which... If memory serves me right, it may not be correct, but
like the lot next to them or a couple of lots. That was it. Yeah, I think
there was a drainage issue, and
if
I understood it correctly, I believe the park owner built the lot up, not the
owner,
applicant.
Right? Yeah, not the applicant. Yeah, the owner came in and done a lot of it.
The owner did come in on this one, and this is from This is from some notes. On December the 17th, 2007, Mr. Del Rossi and his contractor, John Fink, testified before the board they needed 761 square feet usage variance in the lot, and that the lot size was 70 by 100 feet based on a drawing he submitted as part of the application. He also testified Bay City's owner, manager Paul Oliva, said he could build what he proposed and that the lot size was 70 by 100 feet. Paul Oliva was subpoenaed and testified before the board on January 28th that he tried to enlarge the lots 1 through 4 to 70 by 100 feet a year prior, but the change was never approved. He further testified the lot was 70 feet by 80 feet, and he was out of town when Mr. Del Rossi and Mr. Fink built the decks. Later, it was established that the 70 by 80 foot lot dimensions were also incorrect. The only approved lot dimension, lot 3 at the time of construction, which were 65 by 70 feet. So.
Not convenient to be away when they were building.
Right. And then later on, she came in on the Rydells.
Said, yeah. Right. Yeah, I think it's wrong to the property owner, or the applicant. Myself. I need to get a map, tear all that down, take all that off, put it in one corner. Because we're getting one thing from the park owner, and one from the, something from the other, half of them. I had no problem with it.
I do. Part of the decking would, I do recall, part of the decking would not have required a variance had the contour of the land dropped off, not dropped off.
Mm-hmm.
So it would have been,
it'd been fine
at the first floor level.
That, mm-hmm. that being another issue of the park owner building the lot up before he built.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Kind of do that way, not telling them.
It's 2.4 from the rear, the deck.
Right.
It has to be 5.
Right.
If it'd been built up enough.
If the property hadn't been built up by the owner, then it would have been decking on the ground, which wouldn't have required a variance at all.
Right.
Yeah.
I have no problem with it myself. But anyway.
Gosh, this is almost 1,000 cases.
Yeah, ago. Almost 1,000 cases later. Mr. McCabe, how do you?
I'm in favor of it.
Mr. Workman?
I'm
in favor. Mr. Hudson?
It's been long enough. I think I'm in favor of it.
Mr. Mills?
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
I'm fine with it also. And then there being no further discussion on it, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 10018. As I don't think it alters central character to the neighborhood.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,018. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved. Next is case number 10,551. Again, it's Mr. Del Rossi, and this one is for the variance from the rear yard and side yard setback requirements. Again, same lot, same area. Gentlemen, is there any discussion on this one needed, or? Everyone understand it? Okay.
Favor of.
Mr. Workman?
Same thing.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? Okay. There being no further discussion, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve case number 10551, as I don't think it altered central character to the neighborhood. Minimum variance to grant relief.
I have a second to that motion.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,551. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved. Next case, please.